You're listening to The Call to True Beauty on WCLK, and we are here with Dr. Christopher Bass. He is a psychologist at Clark Atlanta University, answering questions on the issue of dating violence. I am Daphne Walker with the Partnership Against Domestic Violence. I am your host. Wanted to let you know that we do have a counselor here at WCLK, and every time we have a Call to True Beauty on the air, we make sure that we have counselors available. So if, in fact, you need to call us because you're in need of counseling services, you don't want to go on the air, you can also call us and we'll make sure you get connected with a counselor. We have on the line Pat from Fayetteville. How are you, Pat?
I am great. How about you, too?
Great. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic. Okay. I've been listening to the program, and I certainly a very worthwhile topic, something as one of the callers said that we deal with in our society. The conversation has been focused on heterosexual relationships, and I was wondering if you and Dr. Bass could address domestic violence with same-sex couples. I'm a mental health advocate. I see it and hear it a lot, and oftentimes it goes underreported, and sometimes when law enforcement is called, sometimes the calls are not treated in the same fashion they would be if it was heterosexual couples because it's a same-sex couple.
Thanks for your call, Pat. I will say to statistically, Dr. Bass, we know that about 25% of relationships involving individuals who are in same-sex relationships are domestic violence relationships. So we know that the statistics don't change whether you're in a same-sex relationship or a heterosexual relationship. Mm-hmm. We know basically one in four who's involved in those relationships will also be involved in a DV incident. So let's talk about Pat's question. Does it really change at all if it's a same-sex relationship, or do we treat those situations the same based upon what we talked about?
No, we don't. We don't treat them the same. However, you know, Tom Joyner is very good when he says same-sex, same problems.
Right.
And what that means is, you know, for heterosexual couples as well as homosexual couples, you're going to see the same type of behaviors, you know, play out. And that's based on personality types. Because even if you're gay or straight, it doesn't mean that you're going to deviate from, you know, normal society. But we don't treat those the same. We don't treat those calls the same.
And one of the other things I think she talked about, too, I know she talks about the same sex couples situation, and we've talked about physical abuse and verbal abuse. Mm-hmm. But what we also see a lot of times, not just in same sex relationships or heterosexual for that matter, but we also see financial abuse where mm-hmm. they try to withhold funds, mm-hmm. Sexual abuse where you're my wife, so you have to have sex with me.
Right.
So let's talk just a couple of seconds about that, because I know we're close to the end of our show, but mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that we address that abuse can be sexual, mm-hmm. it can be financial, mm-hmm. It could be a situation where, you know, just because you're married, you're not required to have sex with that person. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So I think that's something else that we wanted to make sure that we covered today, that it doesn't matter whether it's a same-sex relationship or not, that we definitely have different ways that abuse can happen. And it's not just the common physical and verbal, but it can also be sexual or financial in nature, withholding funds and those types of things. Eric from Alpharetta is on the line. And Eric, tell us what your question would be for us tonight.
Well, I'm in a relationship with someone for two years now. I've been a survivor of abuse, watching my father beat my mother and watching my grandfather beat his wife, my grandmother. And the question that I have is that I have an issue with control. I've been catching myself trying to control situations with her, trying to do this and that. And to be honest with you, I know it's a learned behavior, mm-hmm. and I know that it's something that I don't want to do in this relationship. And I'm wondering maybe if I should step away from the relationship and try to deal with these issues before I engage into a relationship with her. And it's just that I'm at odds ends because the fact is, not only am I admitting that I'm having this issue, but I want to try to do something. Well, actually, I want to do something to where I don't want to be like that. And it's not a sign of weakness. It's just a sign of me just being responsible for my actions. So therefore, I'm just trying to figure out how I can not seem like controlling. Better yet, I'm just using some advice not to control my relationship.
Well, the first thing I want to tell you, Eric, is I appreciate your courage, because a lot of times men are not willing, and I do want to make clear women can also be batterers, but men are not willing to accept that they're batterers. So the first thing that I want to tell you that I'm glad that you've decided to do is to accept responsibility for where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to tell you, you're 50% there. The fact that you've accepted the responsibility about where you are puts you in a position now to be able to address those issues so that you can have a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you want to speak to it more, Dr. Bass, but I did want to take the time to tell you that, you know, we appreciate the fact that you're accepting where you are and that you're willing to accept responsibility and that you recognize that this was a behavior that happened during your childhood, but it's not something that you want to continue to happen in the future.
Exactly.
I want to say yes, Eric. Yes. Yes. And I hope that you not only go and seek out services, but bring your partner with you, because she needs to know, you know, what you go through.
Well, the thing is, sir, she's been in an abusive marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband abused her, and he was a minister.
Mm.
And I didn't know that these things went on in her life. And now that I'm finding out these things, and then I'm catching myself, you know, she says I act like him, and that's something I don't want to do, and that's something I don't want to be compared to. So I'm looking at all these things, and I'm taking responsibility for my actions and the things that I've done. And all I want to do is just have a healthy relationship with her. More so, I want to be healthy myself. So that's why I'm calling.
Well, Eric, we really appreciate your call, and I definitely want you to have a healthy relationship as well, because if we get you in a healthy relationship, you decrease the number of women and children that require my services, because you're in a relationship that's positive, you're able to support the woman in the way that you should, and you can move forward with your life. Eric, what I want you to do, because one of the things that we're very diligent about with this show is that we don't want people just calling in to talk about the issue and then you walk away with no services. And so one of the commitments that we've made with WCLK and Verizon Wireless, as well as the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, is to make sure that you are put in contact with appropriate services to address your issue. So I want you, they're going to put you on hold when you go off the air. And I'm going to have one of our counselors that's here to talk with you to get your information. And we want to make sure that we put you in contact with some services that can truly help you address those issues so that you can have the relationship and the life that you deserve. Okay. So if you just hold on, we'll be with you in just a moment. And I want to thank you, Dr. Bass. We have been here for the last hour with Dr. Christopher Bass. He is a psychologist at Clark Atlanta University that took time out of his schedule today to talk with us about the issue of dating violence. We've had an awesome show where individuals have called in to talk about their pressing concerns in the area of domestic violence. And you have been listening to the call to True Beauty on WCLK. It was made possible by Verizon Wireless, the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, and Clark Atlanta University. Thank you and good night.
You've been listening to The Call to True Beauty. If you want more information about support for anyone in an abusive situation, you can reach the Partnership Against Domestic Violence at 404-873-1766 or visit their website at padv.org. You can listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. The Call to True Beauty is made possible by Verizon Wireless. Cheryl Selloway is the executive producer. The show is produced for WCLK by Donna Brock and Rob Maynard. Thank you for listening to The Call to True Beauty.